Caroline Scudder wrote a nice handwritten note to us just prior to our July fund drive. Please feel free to acknowledge publicly my membership. However, I regret that I have moved out of the listening area. I look forward to supporting KAZU in the Monterey Bay area of California, my local station for now. During my time in the coastal Carolina area, I came to truly appreciate the reporting and programming on WHQR. I deployed several times while stationed in North Carolina, and every homecoming was punctuated by the voices of the staff at your station. Hearing public radio means I've come home. Thank you for the excellent programming. Keep up the great work, and while I won't be donating until and if I return, I hope that which I've given in the past has helped the station stay on the air. Well, thanks, Caroline. Last week, I read several messages from listeners making pledges during the recent drive. Most of them were quite complimentary. However, lest we get too smug about how great we are.
And now for something completely different.
I'm calling on a Saturday night. You went off the air today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You're now totally off the air at 9:29 p.m., if not before. First, you have a three-day pledge, and then you spend 3 days every hour on the hour thanking everybody for their pledge, and then you promptly go off the air. And then your complaint number is not a local number, so I'm using a cell phone. I don't know what you people are doing, but it isn't very good. Thank you.
It's true we were off the air that Saturday through a combination of human and equipment malfunctions. It's not something we like to have happen, but Murphy's Law does rear its head from time to time, and we apologize for the inconvenience. Listener Bob wrote, "The classical, folk, and jazz pieces are planned superbly. The announcers and programmers do a wonderful job. I especially enjoy mention of the legends and details regarding the various works presented. When I came to Wilmington 4 years ago, you used to present short features of the sounds of the Cape Fear folks at work and leisure. One was a morning roll call for a unit at Camp Lejeune. Another took place at a busy restaurant where orders were being called out among the hubbub of a typical lunch hour. To me, these short features served as a hello and welcome to the Cape Fear. So, bravo. Keep up the great work."
My name is Honor. Why is public radio promoting Christianity? This is not only a Christian nation anymore. There are other religions, too. There are atheists and agnostics. There is always a Christian tone in the public radio. I think it should be stopped. That's my feedback. Thank you.
We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.